When people hear I used to negotiate with terrorists, they assume I must love hardball tactics, anchoring, ultimatums, take it or leave it. Nope. That stuff gets you killed, literally and figuratively. Today, I'm going to bust the 5 most dangerous myths in negotiation, the ones that tank your deals, stall your career, and ruin relationships before they start. Myth number 1, get them to say yes. Of course, the myth is that the goal is to get them to say yes as fast as possible. Wrong. Yes is a trap. People say yes to get rid of you. In fact, yes can be one of the biggest red flags in a negotiation. If they say yes too quickly, they may not have the authority. They may be placating you. They may be setting you up to fail with their team. The truth? No is safer. It makes people feel protected, in control, instead of, would you be open to discussing this further? Try. Is now a bad time to talk? Or would it be ridiculous for us to explore a better way forward? No-oriented questions deactivate threat and invite real dialogue. Myth number 2, start with common ground. The myth is you need to build rapport by finding common ground first. Sounds nice, but in tense or complex negotiations, it's a waste. When someone's skeptical, nervous, or even hostile, they don't care if you both like skiing in Vail. They don't care if you played Little League baseball as a kid. The truth? Build trust by showing you understand their pain. That's tactical empathy. Lead with an accusations audit. You're probably thinking this is just another sales call. It might feel like I'm pushing an agenda here. This clears emotional landmines before you step on them. Myth number 3, state your value proposition or your elevator speech or whatever they're calling it these days. The myth is to lead with your value. Tell them why they need you. Classic mistake. You think you're helping, they think you're selling. In high stakes negotiations, the more you talk, the more they distrust you. Why? Because the brain is wired to defend. When someone's pitching, we instinctively brace ourselves. So the truth, if you can handle the truth, let them discover the value. How? Use calibrated questions like, how does this line up with what you're trying to solve? Or, what's the biggest obstacle you're facing right now? Ask questions that begin with what or how, which make them articulate their need. Now they're selling you the problem to solve. Myth number 4, control the conversation. The myth is whoever controls the conversation wins. So you talk and talk and talk. Congratulations, you're now in what we call the agreement graveyard. The real truth, real control comes from having the upper hand in the negotiation. The secret to gaining the upper hand in a negotiation is giving the other side the illusion of control. How do you do this? Strategic silence and great listening. Let's say you're pitching a big deal. You ask, what are the biggest roadblocks to getting this across the finish line? Then you shut up. Get a PhD and shut up. Silence not just forces their thinking, but creates a space for them to think and to feel connected to you without feeling forced or pushed. And then they can't resist filling that silence. That's where the gold is, when they fill the silence. Studies show people make smarter decisions when they feel heard. Control is an illusion. Influence is the goal. Myth number 5, fairness wins the day. The myth is, as long as it's fair, people will agree. Cue the tiny violins. Fair is the most weaponized word in negotiation. When someone says, "I just want what's fair," what they really mean is, "I want what benefits me, and I want you to feel bad if you disagree." The truth? Anchor people in vision and loss instead of, "It's fair, try." What happens if we don't solve this? How will this affect your team if it stays like this? People act to avoid pain more than to gain pleasure. That's the science of it. Use it. To wrap up, here's the recap. Don't chase yes, chase truth. Use no to get there. Don't pitch value, discover problems. Don't lead with logic, lead with empathy. Don't control, influence. And finally, please don't play the fairness card. Ask better questions. These aren't tricks, they're tools for the truth. And when you use them, you stop negotiating like a needy amateur and start negotiating like a black swan.